morning, everyone. Welcome to worship here at Glenshaw Valley on this first Sunday in Advent. I have a few announcements to share with you this morning. The first is to announce that we are going to have our annual congregational meeting next Sunday, December 7th, immediately following worship. In order to have that meeting, however, we need two volunteers from the congregation who are willing to serve on the nominating committee. If you are willing and interested in serving on nominating, please see me after church. I'll be in the back. We need two people to volunteer so that we can have the meeting, so it is urgent and timely that you talk to me if you are willing. Second announcement is we are going to be celebrating communion this morning. So if you have not celebrated communion with us, the way that we're going to do it is Kristen and I are going to say some prayers and bless the elements from up here. And then I will come down and Kristen and I will hand the elements to our elders who will then serve you. Please wait to partake of the elements until we have all received them, and then I will cue you on when we can partake of them together. Once we serve the bread, then we will serve the cup, and then afterwards I will offer a blessing after our celebration together today. We have some sign-up sheets in the back table for Advent devotionals if you want to sign up to be a candle lighter for the Advent candles, and I believe the deacons have a sign-up sheet for the angel tag gifts for kids. So if you have not seen the deacons before the service, you can do it after the service. Yes?
Can you just ask that you put gift receipts in each gift?
Okay. BJ made it a good point. If you do sign up to take one of the gifts for the angel tree, please get a gift receipt for your gift. That way, if there's something wrong with it, it can be returned easily. Oh, I'm so sorry. So there are sign-ups on the back table if you would like to purchase a Christmas Eve poinsettia. I believe the deadline is December 13th. So this week and next week are kind of your last shots to get those in. All right, friends, let us turn our attention to God with our call to worship.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon us. God has anointed us to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free. Let us worship the God of justice and peace. Please rise and join me for the opening hymn, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus.
Thank you.
Please join me in the prayer of confession. God of the future, you are coming in power to bring all nations under your rule. We confess that we have not expected your kingdom, for we live casual lives, ignoring your promised judgment. We accept lies as truth, exploit neighbors, abuse the earth, and refuse your justice and peace. In your mercy, forgive us. Grant us wisdom to welcome your way and to seek things that will endure when Christ comes to judge the world.
Friends, in the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that we are forgiven. Amen. Amen.
Let us join in affirming our faith by reciting the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
It is time to greet one another from our seats.
Friends, as the choir is making their way to the loft, I'd like to invite the Perman family to come forward as we light our Advent candles.
Is a time to wait.
We wait in hope for the dawning light.
Advent is a time to wait for freedom from captivity.
We wait in hope for the dawning light.
Advent is a time to wait for comfort in our sorrow.
We wait in hope for the dawning light.
Advent is a time to wait for power in our weakness.
We wait in hope for the dawning light.
Advent is a time to wait for the end of darkness.
We wait for Jesus, the light of the world.
This morning, we light the first candle. This candle reminds us that our hope is in Christ, and that God sent Jesus to be the light of the world. As we begin the journey of Advent, may we learn to wait patiently, with hope and confidence that God's light will one day illuminate our darkened world.
Jesus, the light of
join me in this closing prayer. God in heaven, as we begin this season of Advent, we pray that you will teach us to wait with patience, endurance, and trust. Remind us of your everlasting patience. Fill us with hope for the future and love for humanity. Bathe us in your eternal loving light. Amen.
Friends, a few prayer requests to share with you this morning. We're going to continue to keep AJ Miller's daughter in our prayers. She tested positive for COVID last week. She is recovering from COVID, but still not fully healed. So please keep her in your prayers. I have a couple of prayer requests this week. So some of you know my mom is a nurse at Jefferson Hospital, and December is always a really crazy month to be in healthcare, but it is particularly stressful with COVID happening. My mom's been working like 12-hour days the last week. She's probably going to be working 12-hour days this week. So if you could keep her and keep our healthcare workers in your prayers, I would appreciate it. My second prayer request, some of you know my sister is basically a social worker for adults with special needs. One of her clients tested positive this past week. The client has to stay in the hospital in isolation because of her learning disability. She doesn't really understand social distancing and masks and staying away from other people. My sister was not in direct contact with this patient, but half of the office was. And so they all have to be off for 10 days. So my sister is also working 12-hour days while the rest of the staff is in isolation. So if you just pray for her, again, it's just challenging being in healthcare right now. I saw in the news this morning that the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh is about to undergo another merger and reordering in the Catholic Church. I believe about 40 parishes are going to be consolidated into 14. This is challenging in the best of times. I can't imagine how challenging it is during COVID, so please keep our Catholic brothers and sisters in your prayers. Final prayer request. I believe Shaler School District is going to be virtual learning through December 7th, so I think they have at least another week of this. So please especially keep the kids in your prayers. Virtual learning is not ideal, particularly for our younger kiddos, so pray for them as they embark on this incredibly interesting and difficult week. I think those are all of the prayer requests I have. Friends, let us turn our attention to God in prayer. All glory to you, great God, for the gift of your Son, whom you sent to save us. With singing angels, let us praise your name and tell the earth his story, that all may believe, rejoice, and bow down. Acknowledging your love through Jesus Christ our Lord, let us pray for our concerns. Lord, we pray that you attend to the sick and bring them healing. Lord, we pray for all of the men, women, and children here in Allegheny County that are battling the coronavirus. This morning, we specifically pray for AJ Miller's daughter as she is recovering. Lord, we pray for our world. We pray that your kingdom would come and your will be done. Lord, as we continue to pray for a coronavirus treatment and vaccine, we pray for the men and women who are scrambling to keep up with the rise of COVID cases. We pray for our healthcare workers who are working diligently in hospitals to care for our sick. Lord, we also pray for the social workers who are trying to help people that don't really understand what's happening and are having difficulty with the stay-at-home orders and advisories. Lord, we lift up to you our Catholic brothers and sisters here in the Diocese of Pittsburgh. We pray that you would send your Spirit to be with them as they transition and merge their parishes. Finally, Lord, we pray that you'd be with the families in our Shaler School District as they are transitioning to another week of remote learning. In silence now, we lift our personal prayers to the Father. God Most High, Your Son embraced the weakness of flesh to give us power to become your children. Your eternal Word chose a dwelling among us that we might live in your presence. Grant us a spirit of wisdom to know how rich is the glory you have made our own, and how great the hope to which we are called. In Jesus Christ, our Word made flesh, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Friends, let us quiet our hearts and our minds for our offering. Let us give thanks to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you continue to bless us abundantly. We pray that we would use these gifts for the glory of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Please be seated.
But in those days, following that distress, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, people will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And he will send his angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of the heavens. Now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that it is near, right at the door. Truly I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard, be alert. You do not know when that time will come. It's like a man going away. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge, even with their assigned tasks, and tells the one at the door to keep watch. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight, or when the rooster crows at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I will say to everyone, watch.
Thank you, BJ. Friends, let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Friends, today is the first Sunday in Advent. During Advent, we celebrate this anticipation that Jesus is coming. The church celebrates Advent during the 4 weeks that lead up to Christmas. It is this season that we set aside to prepare ourselves for the birth of Jesus. Together, we're going to work our way through scripture passages that remind us of the promises of God. Some of these stories, like the birth of Jesus, those are going to be familiar ones to us. Others, like our scripture passage for this morning, will be a little bit newer. But all will remind us that Jesus is about to become man and dwell among us, and that in becoming us, God gives us hope where before we were hopeless. Since today is the beginning of a new church year, we're also beginning a new cycle of lectionary readings. We're going to spend this year working our way through the Gospel of Mark. But rather than begin the year in the beginning of Mark, our text for this morning begins almost at the end. Our scripture lesson for today is the speech that Jesus gives his disciples directly after the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem. The speech occurs right before Jesus is betrayed by Pilate, arrested, and crucified. So it's an important speech. In it, Jesus encourages his disciples to keep awake and alert, for the promises of God are about to be fulfilled in their midst. Now, you may be wondering, why was the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem such a critical moment in Jewish history? Jewish people believe that God dwells in the temple. The priests offer sacrifices to God as a way to cleanse the temple of the people's sin, in the hopes that this will restore the right relationship between God and humanity. So, in other words, they believed that God lived in the temple. The temple was the only place that human beings could get right with God. So, if the temple is destroyed, does this mean that God has abandoned us? No, Jesus tells his disciples, God has not abandoned you. The temple had to be destroyed so that God could fulfill his promises of incarnation. The prophets of old foretold that God would become man and dwell among you. You think that the temple houses God. You think that you can just keep offering sacrifices and everything will be okay. Oh boy, is God about to blow your mind. God walks among you in the person of Jesus. And soon you will not need priests to offer sacrifices on your behalf. Because on the cross, Jesus is going to be the perfect sacrifice. Now, I don't want to skip too far ahead in the story. The point that Jesus is trying to make here is that amid the fragments and the ruins of the Jewish temple, God is doing something new. From the ashes of the temple will come the ministry of the Son of God. Friends, Advent is this season where we learn to sit with tension, where we learn to sit with ideas that don't fit so well together. The tension of the birth of something new coming out of the destruction of the old. The tension of dreaming of a new world while living in the world as it is. The tension of discerning what new things God is up to in our midst, while at the same time wondering how to hold onto hope during what feels like the destruction of the old. every Advent, I find myself trying to discern what new things God is up to in our midst, and I'm determined to do that this year as well. It is a way for me to hold on to hope that God is active and acting in our world during what is usually a stressful and busy time of life and ministry. This past Tuesday afternoon, a group of us gathered virtually for our weekly lunch with the pastor. We've been gathering on Tuesday afternoons to eat lunch together since the pandemic started. Now, depending on who signs in to these lunches, our conversations often take interesting turns. I expected, since we were meeting the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, that people were going to want to talk about their Thanksgiving plans. I expected to hear people talk about their Thanksgiving plans with a sense of gloom and dread, because this Thanksgiving was going to look different than it had in the past. But instead, people shared with one another their creative plans for a new Thanksgiving. One family shared how they were planning to gather the family together on Zoom to watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and they were all going to wear their pajamas to do this. Another family shared how they had coordinated dropping off signature Thanksgiving dishes at their relatives' houses so that no one missed out on Grandma's signature roasted bacon Brussels sprouts. Another person shared how they were testing a pumpkin pie recipe for the first annual virtual Friendsgiving that was going to take place the day after Thanksgiving. As I listened to their stories, I couldn't help but marvel at their creativity and the fact that this creativity looks an awful lot like the inbreaking of the kingdom of God. Because I think the only way that we can meet challenging circumstances with joy and creativity is but by the grace of God. Faced with something that feels like to us what the destruction of the Jewish temple would have felt like to Jesus's disciples, Americans are remembering the true meaning of Thanksgiving, to express gratitude to God. And they're reimagining new ways to do this. My church family's willingness to reimagine holiday traditions gives me hope as we journey into Advent, as we hopefully anticipate the birth of Jesus. We may not know what is to come, but we know who is to come. The same God that led the Israelites out of Egypt, the same God who comforted the disciples after the destruction of their beloved temple, the same God who promises to come again and restore creation to its intended glory. This is the God we anticipate this Advent. I appreciate that our scripture reading for this morning reminds us that hope is what allows us to face the challenges of the moment we live in, and that hope does not disappoint. Into the flowers of the field that perish, the grass that withers away, the passing power of kings and nations, here is our God. With the destruction of the temple comes the assurance that God no longer remains in the heavens or hidden behind a curtain in the temple. God becomes us to bring life to that which before had no hope. Friends, as we head into this first week of Advent, I believe that the text challenges us in two ways. First, it challenges us to confront the reality of the world we live in. In the case of Jesus' disciples, their temple is destroyed, and so with it, destroyed the way that they've always done things. In our case, we don't really know what the rest of this month is going to look like. But we hold these difficult realities in tension with outrageous hope. Hope that even though the temple is destroyed, our God has not abandoned us. Hope that while the month ahead may be difficult, God's promises will still be fulfilled in the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus, whose arrival we anticipate this Advent. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, we are going to sing our communion hymn from our seats, remaining seated. It is "Come to the Table." The lyrics will be on the screens.
This is the joyful feast of the people of God. They will come from east and west and from north and south and sit at table in the kingdom of God. According to Luke, when our risen Lord was at table with his disciples, he took the bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him. This is the Lord's table. Our Savior invites those who trust him to share the feast which he has prepared. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is truly right and our greatest joy to give you thanks and praise, O Lord our God, Creator and ruler of the universe. In your wisdom, you made all things and sustained them by your power. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with the prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all the faithful of every time and place who forever say to the glory of your name,
Holy, 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 holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Remembering your gracious acts in Jesus Christ, we take from your creation this bread and this wine and joyfully celebrate his dying and rising as we await the day of his coming. With thanksgiving, we offer our very selves to you to be a living and holy sacrifice dedicated to your service. Great is the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Gracious God, Pour out your Holy Spirit upon us, and upon these your gifts of bread and wine, that the bread we break and the cup we bless may be the communion of the body and blood of Christ. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, that we may be one with all who share this feast, united in ministry, in every place. As this bread is Christ's body for us, send us out to be the body of Christ in the world.
The Lord Jesus, on the night of his arrest, took bread, and after giving thanks to God, he broke it, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the sign of the new covenant, sealed in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this in remembrance of me." Every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the saving death of our risen Lord until he comes. The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you that you have fed us in this sacrament, united us with Christ, and given us a foretaste of the heavenly banquet in your eternal kingdom. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory, for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Friends, at this time, I invite you to rise and join with me for our closing hymn, While We Are Waiting, Come. Offer a word of blessing as we go from this place. Remember, you go nowhere by accident. Wherever you go, God is sending you. Wherever you are, God has a plan and God has a purpose to you being there. Christ who dwells in you has something he wants to do through you, wherever you are. Believe this and go in his grace and love and power. Amen.
Amen.